Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's episode 3, and we're doing Ondalis part 2. We're doing Naked Wasted part 2, and we have the breaking of the foot. It's all starting right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like I'm running down the beach right now, you know?
Maluma.
Or in the treadmill. There you go.
I'm running to the bar.
Hey.
I'll meet you there.
Yes, welcome. It is Monday night. It is After Buzz's Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and we are back. It is a full panel. Family's
Woo!
Back. We have the Latino duos right here.
Hey, right here.
Kick it off, my turn.
Hey guys, my name is Maite Carrillo. Excited to talk about tonight's drunkenness.
Oh boy.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Trelina. I'm back and I'm ready to talk about tonight's episode.
Hey guys, I'm Haley Clover and I'm the only one that doesn't speak Spanish tonight.
We're going to talk about you in front of you.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Just so we have it on camera.
Guys, welcome. We have so much to talk about. I mean, it's pretty much all involving a lot of tequila in Mexico. Mm. We're going to cover it all. There's not much to cover other than just montages of shots after shots after shots. Jeez. But we've all been there.
Yes.
We've all been in the battlegrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our war wounds to prove them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
We haven't broken our foot. Has anyone broken their foot?
No, thank God.
Knock on wood.
We haven't broken anything, but I have fallen everywhere. And we're going to open up exactly where we left off. Vicky screaming and Kelly crying. You don't want to get in the middle, but you're hosting barbecues and you're going on blind dates. It's just about loyalty. Loyalty is the topic.
Yeah.
We're talking about loyalty before we get into this whole Mexico thing. So what do we think about the loyalty thing?
I think it's pretty black and white.
Very.
Here. I think you just either don't do it or you straight up tell her beforehand that you're going to do it. And if you tell her beforehand you're okay with that and she's still not, then at least you made the decision to tell her. You're not going behind her back. Or you make the decision knowing she's going to be pissed, because clearly she's going to be pissed, and you don't do it.
I think Tamara said it like correctly. Her loyalty is to Kelly, mm-hmm. not to Michael.
Yep.
That's your girlfriend. Love you, Vicky, but that's your girlfriend, and you definitely should be, you know, telling your girlfriend what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah. I just don't agree with the fact that she invited, like, Vicky had this barbecue to begin with, and she invited him over. And yet, after the whole conversation she had with her, the fact that she called him, that irked me. Was even the worst.
That was
like the
weird.
Hip on the, I don't know.
I mean, you want a casserole, but you're hosting barbecues. Vicky,
yeah.
I can't keep up. That was crazy. Yeah, she left and immediately called Michael. We were all shocked.
Yeah.
Shocked. Michael didn't answer because I'm sure he was on the other line like, why is Vicky calling me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's weird. Like, just to call was just to just take the knife and just twist it a little bit.
Yeah.
Which has become Vicky's new thing. Like, when she cuts really deep these days. I don't really like it. I don't like the way she treated Kelly. I think we're all in agreement. Like,
yeah.
If we had a poll, like, on Watch What Happens Live,
yes.
Kelly would be winning right now.
Mm-hmm. Kelly for the win.
Yeah, 100%. Kelly for the win. Mm-hmm. Vicky, you were wrong, so you need to apologize. You know?
She's not an apology tour. Yeah.
She's just apologizing.
I know, but she thinks that she's like, I'm going to apologize and we're going to move on. And like, you know, it's getting very Ramona Singer. Like every time you strike,
yes.
you apologize. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you just need to mean it and just stop being a jerk. You know
yes.
what I mean?
I kind of have like a little theory on this. I think now that Tamara and Shannon are back on Team Vicky, and Vicky has more of the power this season, and she's kind of getting back to the placing that she was a few seasons ago. To me, when I watch it, it's like, well, we don't really need Kelly this season as much as we did last season. And so that's my opinion about it.
It's a strategy.
And it's more like Kelly even venting to the other women, it almost doesn't feel as powerful as it would have last season.
Yeah, it kind of fell on deaf ears.
It's like, oh, well, we made up with her. I don't know what to tell you, Kelly.
Well, exactly. And I think the true test of that, too, will be when we really get Gina and, it's Emily, right?
Yeah.
Gina and Emily back in the mix, because Vicky gives the newcomer such a hard time, but she did it with Kelly because she needed a friend.
Exactly.
So we'll see this season if she does that with
the structure is changing. The structure is changing. We're going to definitely get into it. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned Gina and Emily, because they were just little glimpses of them. Little
sprinkles. All we saw was them with their kids.
Exactly.
That was exhausting to watch.
Sprinkles. And
boring.
The only kid I'm interested in right now is Jolie, because she's got it on point. And Kelly are going to Aspen, and she just gets it. She breaks it down for her mom, and she's like, look, you don't need people like that in your life. They're not your friend. But I understand, like, the position you're in, so maybe, yeah, you can just forgive her. Just let her know, though, it's not going to be the same, because that was just wrong. Friends don't do that. A 12-year-old gets it.
I kind of want to see, like, behind the scenes before going into the season, her having that conversation with Jolie, like, we're going to have you more on TV. Can you, like, you know what I mean? Because she's so on camera. She's only 12 years old. And we didn't see as much play out with her character previous seasons. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting now that that's Kelly's, like, bud on the show.
Well, guys, there's no one else around.
It's freaking ridiculous. She's 12 years old. Yeah. She should not have that type of wisdom. She should not have to talk to her mother about that shit. Excuse my language, because this actually makes me so mad. Kelly is totally inappropriately speaking to her daughter about things that she should not.
Relationships. Oh, God. Friendship advice. It's as if it's her therapist.
And the fact that Kelly literally listens to her 12-year-old, too, as if it was some type of, you know,
sometimes
guidance counselor for the therapist.
Fall out, though.
Oh, but I don't think it's not right.
It's not right, but you know what? Sometimes just, like, the roles are reversed. Like, sometimes you have to be the one that has to be the parent sometimes. You know what I mean? So it's not just, that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. But I feel like
Kelly
needs it. I think Kelly needs it, and I feel like her daughter senses it, so she steps up to the plate. I feel like her daughter
That's very big of her daughter.
Yeah,
I just wish she would go to therapy. MVP. You just don't have to put it on her. You can go talk to literally anyone else.
I totally agree with that.
I think she could have done that, too. I think that would have been interesting to see her actually go to therapy and, like, do what Bethany did and kind of make the show more about her. Like, you know, we're seeing Kelly kind of, like, grow, and I don't know. I feel like her talking to her daughter, it's new to watch. It's different.
Yeah.
And therapy is like a whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, not all the people are on the therapy train, but I am actually starting to be exposed to it. And I actually do think that everyone should go to therapy. I just, for the record, I don't go, but I would like to, just because I really do feel like, you know, I really feel like your environment suffers from it, because we do tend to just let it on other people sometimes.
Yeah,
like, you feel so much better. Yeah. I'm glad you do. Now I feel really bad. I'm completely drained. Thank you for throwing it all on me. So I kind of see what you're saying. But you know, right now, we're talking about the OC. And in the OC, the moms work out with their kids. Gina's working out with her babies. And Emily's kids are so bad. And I love it. I love it. They're running around everywhere. They're giving them trouble. The twins are definitely making them burn calories. And they talked about how the mommy groups, they have these cliques. And I can definitely see that in the OC. So they decided to join the cast of The Real Housewives of Orange County instead. Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll gel better with that. What do you guys think about this?
Do we think that they're, like, a strong enough, like, cast of people to be on this show? Like,
so far, no. Not for me.
Do they have strong stories? I mean,
I feel like Emily has some sides and some onions to shed about her. I like her.
Yeah, Emily, because she's intertwined with Tamara and Gretchen, and it kind of brings the show together. I'm not so sure about Gina.
But I feel like Gina's on a solo train right now, because we don't see the husband, so we don't feel like she has that much to give. We just feel bad for her right now, because we clearly know she's going through a divorce.
And we don't see them also mingle with the rest of the girls. Like, I want them to socialize and be part of a group now. Like, I'm tired of seeing them by themselves doing their own thing.
Yeah, I'm ready for
the
first dinner party. Like, let's get it started.
Yeah,
exactly. I feel like that might be next week. Because this week, I think Bravo wanted to give fans, you know, the three amigos,
exactly.
The three amigos, and get people what they wanted. And now that we got what we wanted, it's like, okay, let's get everybody together.
We really didn't get what we wanted because Tamara broke her leg, and her foot, and that was a Debbie Downer.
That was. Right.
Well, might say stop getting ahead. We're not there yet.
Okay.
We're not there
yet.
We have to talk about how Shannon's kids called her.
No! You do not say that word.
Before the girls land in Mexico, Shannon is saying goodbye to her kids while they go away, and the kids, who look like the Bandheim, we've talked about this, they're learning some Spanish words, and they said
very important ones.
They said P-U-T-A, which I think by society, people just think it means B-I-T-C-H.
That's what I thought.
But it actually means W-H-O-R-E.
It's like the lowest scum
it's
in the dirt.
One floor lower.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
Okay.
But it's the worst
like a
thing
floozy,
you can say somebody.
Like in England, you would call that person a tart.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, that was really funny.
It was not funny. I cringed. I'm like, if I were to call my mom that, I wouldn't even be able to finish the word. Like, her hand would be right in my mouth.
But they said it multiple times.
I think it is hilarious, though, because at the same time, she's literally shipping them back home to be with a babysitter.
Exactly.
So they're like, peace, thanks for the vacation. Go ahead.
Exactly. I feel like there's this unspoken rule that if it's in another language, you can kind of get away with it. You know what I mean?
They got passes.
Exactly.
Well, and I don't think they understand how derogatory it is. You know?
It
I know, that's
what
I'm saying.
They don't understand.
They
they're so young.
Think it just means B-I-T-C-H.
Yeah.
Like, Bob, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, well, that being said, let's get into Mexico.
Yes.
Whoop it up. The girls land in Mexico. Well, actually, Shannon lands in Mexico. She goes to the bar. She gets the shots.
I love that.
She's the welcome wagon for
so
Puerto Vallarta. She's basically
standing there.
Yeah, she's basically the exit ramp to Andalus. Mm-hmm. So she was standing there waiting with the shots. She dropped them all. Well, they did the shots and then they fell over. Vicky urinated her pants.
Peed in her pants.
Like, what is wrong with these people? You know, everybody at the airport was like, oh my God.
I just got so many flashbacks with Vicky this episode. Falling again for like the 100,000th time.
Mm-hmm.
Peeing her pants and she peed Tamara's bed.
Yeah.
Just like everything this week was.
Ugh. It's almost kind of like
throwback.
I feel like it's losing its luster just a tiny bit. Mm-hmm.
But how great was it to see Shannon like go to the bar, get the shots? It's like,
oh my God.
It's like a new show for me. Like really watching it. It's seeing her that happy and getting back into the spirit. Like how everybody fell in love with her.
Is she happy?
Happy
is.
She has her moments.
Well,
it's
she's
not
determined.
All, it's
not
all
she's
that.
Not happy. She's determined because she said, I'm ready to take the Pueblo.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what
can't
I mean?
Stand. I could not stand
no, when Shannon's
saying all these like Spanish words, I couldn't stand
I know, but that's
it.
When you
she's
know Shannon's
trying,
in the spirit.
And you have to
pass.
Let her go because she dresses up for everywhere they
exactly.
go.
She does.
She's always
she has the
on
props.
Theme. Mm-hmm. You gotta give her that.
That's
she,
what I was gonna say.
She
when
try.
She's determined, let her do it.
Oh,
it's a good style. You know what? Bravo should have just kept all of this stuff about Gina and everything right in the beginning because just like even in the Mexico like during the entire Mexico segment, they had little glimpses of the other girls like going shopping into stores with kitchens on.
It was just to make sure that no one forgot
exactly.
that it wasn't a three-person show.
I'm like, that's not even worthy to talk about. We're going to go right back to Mexico.
Yeah.
Because like it's just not even we just had to mention it. Like, Bravo, we see you.
Yeah.
Like Thomas says.
Yeah. They're home. They're hanging out.
Exactly.
They're doing whatever
they're
doing it is
their
that they're
thing.
Doing.
Yeah.
They went straight to the room, which was gorgeous. They did straight
Lovely.
To the shot, straight to the tequila. They went straight to Andalus. It was amazing.
That was amazing.
Cue the montages. Bravo's perfect at letting us know all the history.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, don't forget where you came from. Don't forget the bar where you came from. I've never been to Andalus. Have you guys been to Puerto Vallarta?
No. I want to go now.
Yeah,
guys, let us know in the chats if you've been to Puerto Vallarta. If you've been to Andalus.
Is it really that fun?
You know
what? I was there in February and I stopped while I passed by Andalus and there was literally nobody in there during the day. So, but it's a beautiful
you
place.
You know, at
and
night though it gets
at
hot.
Night it was crowded. They let you in everywhere. Everyone's passing tequila shots. It's, you never sleep.
I feel
it
like it's going
so
to like
good.
Fiesta Cantina during the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like
you
dead.
Need to go there at night.
Yeah. Ooh.
After having a bunch of drinks and
yes.
just
exactly.
slow the drinks.
They're 2-for-1 margaritas. They're like this big.
Mm-hmm. It looks so fun. It was so good. good to see them just whooping it up. I really, like, we didn't even know about the Vicky conversation with Steve yet. Like, they were all really whooping it up. No one was denying shots. They were just doing it.
They were flashing.
Yeah, it was perfect. I loved it. Then Shannon starts crying, and I'm like, okay, now we have to split up the group, okay? Shannon is the crying drunk. Mm-hmm. Tamara's the cheerleader. Yes. You can do it! Yeah. You can do
and
it!
She's flashing
with
her.
Cida Wild.
Yeah.
And Vicky's ordering food. She's like, these girls are wasted. We need tacos.
Al pastor, where's the al pastor?
I need tacos al pastor, yeah. Which brings us to our first poll, street meat, yay or nay? Put it in the chat. Definitely let us know. Yay. Tweet us at Hollywood Leanne. I definitely think yay, because I'm guilty of the street.
Me
meat.
Too.
It's always the best. And it's always the best after, like, a night out.
It just soaks
and
everything
it
up.
Just, yeah, it does.
Yeah, it's a yay for me until the next morning.
When you're like, why did I do that?
I'm you're like oh, no. My God.
You feel it in your stomach.
By the way, I do it again that night after. Exactly. I mean, it's a yay always.
It's mm-hmm. how you get home. Like, yeah. The reason you get home is because of those tacos.
If she hadn't eaten those tacos, she would have fallen on her face before getting in that.
She was
in heaven. And I love that they actually filmed that because they didn't need to.
Yeah. Right.
But the fact that we got Shannon and the group eating after
eating,
was amazing.
Crying.
Well, we got the whole night. It was like forever. I was like, my goodness, how much did they do?
Right. Yeah.
It was nonstop.
Well, it's real. That's what happens when you, that's what you do in Mexico.
That's what you do.
You just drink excessively.
Yeah.
Then you have tacos at the end of the night and then you go home. Mm-hmm.
I think that they knew too, after a few drinks and Shannon is still not back to 100%, that something was going to happen. So it did.
Oh, yeah.
It did.
Cheers.
They delivered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of delivery, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. That's right. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional, which is good.
Yeah.
So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz TV channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, so we'll thank you on air the next time we do our show. And on Twitter, we're very active. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of talk.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Definitely tweet us, because we will be shouting out the tweets. Mm-hmm. That's why we ask you to follow us, because we want you to let us know what you're feeling so we can put it on the air.
There's literally no one like us.
No.
There's no one like us on YouTube, so definitely check us out.
Exactly. We started this whole... And notice how everybody wants a podcast now?
Yeah.
Everyone has a podcast. We started this first. Marie and Kevin started this a long time ago, especially the visual podcast. The fact that you can see me, this is amazing. So
the fact that you can see him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you seeing this? You're just lucky I'm not naked wasted like these women. Hey! Oh my God.
That's for after the show.
How old are these women? They're naked wasted. Tamara's body is amazing.
OMG.
Let's talk about body. Oh my God. Tamara's body's amazing, and it's on the floor at their hotel.
That was hysterical.
Because they're just drunk and they're running everywhere and they're in and out of the hot tub. And this is how we get to the foot. Mm-hmm. The broken foot.
It was so nonchalant, too. She was just like, I think I broke my foot.
Yeah. No, she played it like no drama.
Well, and that's
perfect.
How you know you had about 15 tequila shots in you, too. Because you're like, that hurt, but probably not as much as it should have. I think I did something to my foot.
That's going to hurt tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was... I didn't know, because they didn't show the cast at all, did they? On teasers. So I didn't know it was going to be that bad. I thought it was like a Luann falls in the plant.
Exactly.
Situation. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, the vacation's
so
like
disappointing.
Ruined.
So disappointing.
It got ruined so quickly. I'm like, what the hell?
It's Why not like she could do shots with all the all the pills that she was taking.
She looked gone.
But you know what, though? I'm just going to say this. I think even though she broke her foot... I don't think the vacation was going to go like they planned, because obviously there was some premeditated behavior. When you go on vacation with real friends, you go not planning how you're going to behave. You just plan on going to Mexico with your friends. The fact that Vicky was like, I'm not going to get naked wasted, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. First of all, who does that? That's not even you, Vicky Gumbelson. Yeah. Even in the trailer, she would, I mean, even the confessional, she was like, I really wanted to really bad, even though I told Steve I wasn't. Like, Steve was looking at you like, I don't even know why you're telling me this.
That's how you know.
She shouldn't have even told him.
Steve's not right.
Yeah, it was just weird. And then he said something like, well, you shouldn't do anything. You should never do it in front of your grandchildren. Well, that doesn't leave a lot.
But that's not Vicky.
Yeah.
That doesn't leave a lot. And yeah,
those
exactly.
people
it's
don't
not Vicky.
Have reality TV shows.
Well, she's not acting like herself either. It's not Vicky. And she's not being Vicky by not yeah. by holding back. What was that about?
Yeah,
I didn't like that. Oh, she's couch. Like, I had a dress on, and she really like planned it out, and she's trying to be really good for Steve. I think she really wants the ring.
Oh God,
no,
I really do.
This is like one thing after another. I'm like, come on, Vicky, I need you to get into it. I need you to be part of this group, and she just wasn't there.
I will say, on the opposite end of the spectrum, though, Vicky is the only one acting her age in this.
No, totally. I totally get it, but that's not like what we signed up for.
Right, exactly.
If we wanted to
totally.
See women act their age, we would watch another show.
Right.
You know what
We'd
I mean?
We'd go out with our moms.
Well, not my
We're
mom.
Watching The Real Housewives of Orange County. We saw the Bravo flashbacks. Can you just give us a little bit of that? I mean, they did give us a little bit of that. I feel like Tamara really went for it. Thank you for showing us your boobs.
Yeah. Tamara's boobs were literally like life vests in that She was being held up by her boobs, and her whole body was like
exactly. They were levitation devices.
Oh my God!
They
kind of
look like they didn't move, but yeah. that's a different
you know,
story.
You know that they're really fit is like when they go on Watch What Happens Live, and they have all that lighting, and like her body really shows, like her figure. She's just
totally.
Like,
she yeah. looks so
like rock
good.
Hard.
I really
forget
wanted...
Watch What Happens Live when you're naked. When you're naked, yeah. you can't hide anything.
Yeah,
and when you're naked and you fall on the floor, you can't suck it in or anything. Mm-hmm. She was laying on
She's
the floor, looking
butt.
Like yeah, looking perfect.
I mean, yeah,
I think her idea of making Cut Fitness was like her best idea.
Oh,
like
you gotta milk it. Franchise. You have to milk it.
Yeah, like the fact that
they're
did
their
that
own
gym.
Billboards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shannon looked good too, even though she went in with her Spanx and all that,
oh,
and then
boy.
She took it off. I'm like, she doesn't look bad.
She doesn't look bad
she
at all. So
terrible in her Spanx, but like, oh, she should have just started off naked. Those
she
Spanx
had a hole
were freaking ridiculous.
In the middle
I know.
Of her Spanx.
There was holes and everything.
Yeah. It wasn't even just the Spanx, because I'm all for Spanx, but like. She had multiple layers of tight clothing on for no reason. So you could
yeah.
see her underwear, and then you could see her Spanx, and then you could see her top part of the Spanx, and then yeah. you could see her two bras.
And it was a layered look.
I wouldn't put so much mascara on if I know I'm going to cry later, especially if you know you're like the crying drunk. I wouldn't put on any mascara. Or at least put on some like waterproof one. But let's talk about our segment that we call the MVP of the episode, and we're going to give it to Tamara because she took a cab at 4 a.m.
Oh,
without
yeah.
the ladies and without production, because I say without production because if there was production there, we would have seen it. There would have been an ambulance. They would have played it out. But instead, she waited till everybody left. Mm-hmm. She probably went to bed and was like,
"No, but
this
they
isn't
did
right.
find out because we got footage of her at the hospital.
But that was her
that
phone.
Was like phone.
It was
yeah.
her phone.
So she handed it. She handed
somebody
it.
Yeah.
yeah.
She gave her phone.
It was black and white.
To like probably okay. a nurse and was like, "Can you shoot this for 5 seconds?
Yeah.
And the nurse was probably like, "This is not my job. Fine.
Yeah.
There, that's all you're getting. Because
oh
we
gosh.
Literally got 2 seconds
that
of it.
That has to be so scary, because she was probably still wasted. And, like, I don't know if she speaks any Spanish. I mean, I'm sure they speak English.
Oh, my
but
God.
It's just, like, by
I can't
yourself.
Even tell you.
Like, oh, God.
That is, first of all, that is, like,
dangerous.
The worst thing that could ever happen mm-hmm. to you on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Is you break a bone, especially
yeah.
in a foreign country.
Right.
I'm not going to even say because it's Mexico. I'm just going to say in a foreign country that's not your own country.
Totally.
Having to go to the hospital.
Yes.
First place, just, you don't want to go there.
Totally.
Oh, no, no, no. And just because I do know, because I've been there before, I've been to Cancun, and actually my friend got hit by a car in Cancun.
Oh, survived?
She survived. With her baby in the front part of the bike. and nothing happened to her baby.
Oh, thank God.
But she broke her leg.
Oh, no.
But she called her friends in Mexico, and they were like, the hospital you're at is bad. You need to get out of there. We're going to come get you, actually.
Yeah, because how do you know?
There's only certain hospitals that you have to go to, and you have to, like, really know what you're doing. So breaking any bone in any country, no disrespect to any type of Mexico or any country, I'm just saying breaking a bone in any type of country is going to be bad.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then the phone call that you make back home to, like, your significant other, like, babe, I broke my foot. Eddie is just the best husband.
Yes, he is. Hands down. When she called him, he was like, it's okay. You're going to get better. Like, so chill.
My boyfriend would have been super pissed. Like, are you serious? You broke your foot? What were you doing?
I think, too, he's going through so much, and he's been through so many seasons. He's like, of course you broke your foot.
Exactly.
You know, like,
he's like, you sounded like you were drunk.
Well, and also, like, she's been taking care of him for, you know, through all these surgeries. Like, how are you going to yell
and
at her after that?
He can't physically get upset because his heart rate so low.
It's true.
Exactly.
Just saying facts, guys. Just saying facts.
That's true.
I love Eddie. He is just gorgeous and so sweet.
He is gorgeous.
Yeah, so then comes the Kelly drama. We get a little Kelly drama glimpse on the beach, and Vicky just shut it down. But I just want to say, Vicky's wrong. It's wrong. It's about loyalty. It's about being a good friend, and she's trying to defend it with screaming and trying to be like, it's none of my business. I just want to have a good time.
You know, notice how she is on 100, and the other two women are really not getting involved or not saying anything. That lets you know that they're in Vicky's corner. They don't want us to have any more squabbles with her. They're back on, like, a
even though they know she's wrong,
and they know that she's wrong. They're not going to tell Vicky.
Yeah, and
well,
I think
Tamara did on the way to the airport. She said, "Look, it's girl code, and you're wrong. It's about loyalty."
Well, she's not going to lay it on her. She's not going to lay it on her like how she would, like, previous seasons where she would be, like, in her
yelling
face, screaming.
At her face,
she's not going to get in her face and yell "F you."
She's like, "I'm done. My foot's broken."
Exactly. She's like, can you put me to bed, actually?" Yeah. And that's what we do. We put Tamara to bed, and the tequila tasting has commenced.
That was hilarious that they did that in their pajamas by just the two of them.
I know. I didn't know. I thought they were going to go somewhere. When they knocked on the door, I started laughing hysterically. Because it literally happened seconds after Tamara shut the door. Like,
They're like, get the card in. We're ready.
Tamara's like, leave. Get out of here.
Have any of you done tequila tasting?
Yeah.
I've never done. You have?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Both of, so good. And Puerto Rico.
Again, we're split down the middle tonight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really fancy place.
Culture.
if you go to a really fancy place, they give you different kind of salts too.
Oh wow!
That goes
like pink Himalayan
of,
sea salt.
Yes.
Okay.
So I see lots of yays for the street meet. So it looks like we're all
street
on the same page for the street meet. You know, the flashback starts to flow and the tears start to flow. They're just on a whole different level of drunk. The tequila's going. And
Shannon,
I just want to say one thing about Shannon before it starts, because I know I'm starting to really get the feel of my panel. I know Thomas is always going to kind of keep it PG, especially with Shannon. He likes Shannon.
You know what? I've grown to really be on her corner.
But you know how I was first season that I was on with Shannon. I was just not about it. But I'm just going to say this before we get into it. I really do empathize when your significant other that you're not with moves on. Mm-hmm. And when you're replaced. And I've been through that. But the thing about it is, like, it's not even in her face. It's just so... It's like we're in different times now. It's like social media. So it's like you're not seeing it in your face. I saw it in my face. Like, when that happened to me, it was like, he came to my job with that person, and I was like...
Oh, like, you physically saw it happen. Like,
well, I knew that we were broken up a week.
Oh.
And we were working in the same job, and his new person...
Oh, he did that on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
With someone we met, like, 2 weeks before.
Oh, no.
Exactly. So I'm just saying, like, I've been through it.
Let me get my key.
This was, like, the first one.
Well, and then you have to imagine how terrible that felt, and this was 20 years of a marriage.
But you know what, though? You know what it is, though? It's better to be bad afterwards, because I was so bad afterwards.
Ooh.
So bad.
Okay.
So bad. Body was on point.
Hey.
Six pack. I got into some Broadway shows. I was performing. Honey boo boo child. It is better to be bad. So that's why we want the comeback story, Shannon. Yeah. I know we're seeing a progression, but we want the comeback story. That's why I want her to be bad. I want her to be skinny. I don't want to see shots of her crying her mascara out with the mariachi hat.
Not very attractive look.
She's crying with the mariachi hat on, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just feel bad. I empathize.
My only hope is that while the season is going on, I'm hoping at the reunion she just snaps her body back. Yeah. And I think with the right trainer, with the right mindset, and if she really is taking the steps to really move over this hurdle now, two seasons, that she can do it.
It's not just about losing weight, too. It's about loving herself. Yeah.
And she mentioned on Watch What Happens Live, too, that she had a business that went well. So I think we're going to see a lot of positive things happen in her life that I'm hoping that they do a big, reveal. Because I think that's what people ultimately see as a comeback when you're on reality TV. It's the body coming back and the mental and everything.
I don't need her to be as skinny as she was before because of flashbacks. I'm like, whoa, she looks really skinny. I just need her to be happy and in a good place. And I mean, I've been looking online and there's some spoilers out there that she's got maybe might have somebody else. I hope we get to see that because that's a side that I want to see from her and going out on dates.
I have seen that photo of her with a guy in New York saying that they're just friends though. So until there's confirmation on boyfriend, it's going to stay out of news and gossip for now. Mm-hmm. We have a fantastic news and gossip section for you that we're going to get to in just 1 minute. But for now, we're going to shout out your tweets.
Woohoo!
Yes, we are. Tweet, 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 tweet. Let's pull up your tweets.
What do we got?
We got some tweets for you. There's Maite.
Oh, that is me. This is from Promo Piece. Says, Kelly's 12-year-old daughter has more common sense than the whole cast of Hashtag Real Housewives of OC combined.
Truth.
Truth. Facts. Second MVP, Jolie.
I feel like she's going to be MVP every week.
Well, she's just making sense, man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Letting everybody know what's going on. Let's go.
So this one is from Reality TV Bliss. The kidney stones I've been passing for 3 days is easier than watching Vicky be a hypocrite and remorseless for her betrayal. Hashtag.
People are pissed about this.
Kidney stones are no joke.
They're not, so wow.
Yeah, people are pissed at Vicky. Yeah. Let's keep it going.
Reality_grammar. I feel bad saying this, but watching Gina talk about how hard it is to be a mom is boring me. I'm a mom. That's me every day. I watch The Real Housewives of the OC to get my mind on something else.
Mm-hmm.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah. I agree. I think that there are things about her life that she's not sharing. And I think it's more like a very clean-cut image of this Gina character, but I think that there's more to her that we need to find out because it's not
like her husband
as perfect as they moved from the East Coast to West Coast.
And I was going to say, just reading on social media and everything, people are already upset with her just because we already know her storyline is going to be about her divorce. And so people are already like, we already know you're getting divorced. Like, why do we need to watch it play out now? It's not a surprise.
Well, we do
whatsoever.
Need to see it play out. But we want to, yes.
But we don't even care about her yet. So, why do I care about her divorce?
I know it's seeing the ending of a horror movie, but I want to, go back and see who else gets hurt.
I thought about this during the end of the episode, but I actually enjoyed Peggy's landing into this show last season than I do Gina so far.
She definitely came in with more of a bang.
Yeah. I did not like Peggy at all.
No?
At all?
She tried way too hard. It was too desperado. We have one more tweet, Maite.
That was, all right, this is from Abigail Braith. Sorry if I'm saying it wrong. It says, I need a dolphin trainer to translate Shannon's high-pitched squeals. Do not give the blondes to Kayla.
That's pretty much spot on. She just has these levels I'm ready to go to the playoffs. Let's do this.
Someone turns on the volume behind the switch.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Vicky was even telling her to be quiet by the end of the episode, and that's saying something.
She's over it.
It's too much. This entire episode was just about them in Mexico drinking and having a good time. And I was all about that. But just the little things that bugged me were Vicky holding back. I just really did not like that. And then the fact that Tamara broke her foot, that pisses me off. Let's get into news and gossip.
I did a little quick poll on my Twitter and it says 54% yes like this season. 46% say no.
So it's pretty close.
It's pretty close. So people are still like wanting.
We're not there yet, OC.
Yeah, let's get there. No. So yeah, let's get into some news and gossip. AfterBuzz TV. We have some good stuff.
See what comes first.
Kick it off.
Let's see what comes up. Okay, so Vicky, right? Let me pull this up real quick. So Vicky admitted to Page Six that she had to have 10 pockets of filler removed from her face. So she says it was fillers that she's had on her face for the last 5 to 7 years. She's 56. She says, you go to the doctor and they're like, oh, fill this up. And by the time she looked in the mirror, she didn't even recognize herself. So by the time she went to go see her last doctor for her last plastic surgery, he had to remove 10 pockets of filler. Oh. That is a ton. She said she had a great nurse, though, which was Steve.
Thanks,
and,
Steve.
And Steve took really great care of her. So, could you imagine?
Do you really believe that she didn't recognize herself? Because she's changed something pretty drastically every single season.
She gets a new face every season.
It's like, I'm sorry, if you haven't recognized yourself after 5 years of plastic surgery, like... we didn't recognize you the first time you did it.
Yeah.
Just, you know what it is? Like, you've done enough. Just leave it alone now. Yeah. No more poking. Just
let it settle.
Tamara did enough, and now she hasn't done anything, and now it's just, like, it settling good. Yeah. Tamara looks good. Get that number. The other doctor. I don't know about that doctor.
Yeah.
We have more news, though.
We do.
Hi, guys. We see you in the chat. Hi, Biffs25. We see you. Thank you for telling us that Eddie was playing strip poker. We get the tea.
Whoa.
This is what he was doing. He was playing strip poker with his buddies while they were in Mexico. That's what happens. All right.
Uh-oh. So this is the next one. Is this yours?
So Shannon said that David Bedore wants her to drop her last name. She, I don't think, is going to drop the Bedore, though. But she did add her maiden name back, or she might add her maiden name back. But she also mentioned that she thinks she sounds like a stripper with her maiden name because her last name is... Storms, which makes
she mentioned this on Watch Shannon What Happens Storms, Live, right?
Yes,
Shannon Storms. David wants her to go back to Storm. He says, "Give me Bedore back," and she's like, "No, you door out of here.
You shut the Bedore on your way out.
Exactly. Don't let it hit you on the way out." And we have one more news for you.
So this is the same thing. This was just talking about how her last name is Storms, and that she, you know, kind of thinks she sounds more like a stripper.
And
but
I like
she
that
could
sparkly
be
dress.
Shannon Storm's Bedore.
I actually think dropping Bedore might be a good idea for her. This would be like an identity change.
Exactly.
And it would just like
part
release
of the bad
you.
Thing. Can you imagine a body with like Shannon Storm's?
Oh.
Yeah, I just think that it might be a good idea.
I could take it seriously.
I just want her to be happy. You know, it's not even about being skinny or none of that. We're not those kind of people. But what we're saying is, like, when you're happy, it shows. You know what I mean? And then those flashbacks, it's not necessarily that she just looks skinnier. She just looked well-rested. She looked like she didn't have that much worry. Because she said she didn't know about everything at that time. Right. It was like, you know, so I feel like...
horrible.
She looked like she didn't have that much worry. So I feel like stress really does it to you.
Yeah, for
sure. So I think we should all take a deep breath. Let's not get so stressed out. Let's live life. Shannon Bedore, let's be happy.
Namaste.
You know what I mean? That was pretty much the whole episode for you guys. We don't have much. Let's do some predictions and talk about what we want to see and what we think is going to happen the rest of the season. Someone is saying that Storm suits her. I kind of agree because she storms off.
It'll be a new
Shannon
vibe for
storms
her.
I like off again.
It's just like a rebrand. She can just rebrand her whole vibe, and I think it's good for you, Shannon. So my prediction is I think Kelly and Vicky are going to continue this rocky road of a... I think Vicky just wants to potentially just move on and just say, okay, I did it wrong, but... maybe keep that relationship still with Michael, and I don't know if they're going to be able to recover from this.
What's the benefit of having Michael as a friend?
Yeah, he seems so boring.
Yeah, Kelly's
friends with Steve, right? Is
yes.
that is that the
and you know Vicky just wants boys. To make Steve happy.
That's the thing.
Totally.
Why is it always just about a man? Can it just be about you?
Amen. Say it. That's how it's supposed to be.
I mean, it used to be about that. You know what I mean? It used to be like...
Vicky's always been a
relationship
type.
Shoes on my feet,
though.
I bought them. You know, now it's...
I want a man.
Well, we see later in the season that Vicky is getting Tamara to even mention to Steve that he should put a ring on it. So,
which is totally inappropriate.
There's so much pressure going on with Vicky wanting to please Steve that I think she's going to have that drama with Kelly.
Girls.
I'm really hoping for the dinner party, the sit down with the entire group. I'm ready to see them all interact. Because until we see them all together, I don't think the drama is going to be there like we all want it.
And not a quick pedicure, 2 minute, quick. We need, like, a sit-down, like, conversation.
Right. Totally. Yeah. Or they all need to, like, go do, you know, someone's beach, barbecue, whatever, you know, something.
I think there's going to be a split down the middle with all of the girls, and I feel like Gina's going to take one side and Emily's going to take another. And it's going to be between Kelly and Vicky. I feel like that's just going to tear them both apart.
I love that you threw in the new girls. Like, I wonder if they're going to jump on the bandwagon.
They are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love it. They have to survive.
Well, I want them to have a scene with everyone so we can talk about bandwagons.
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm like, these girls are on their own show. We're just watching this new mom, you know, miss her husband, who's obviously her husband is, like, in L.A. doing God knows what. That leads to a divorce. So I'm going to say, so I just want them to all get together so we can see how this is going to play out. We'll have some more structured predictions. But for now, I'm predicting a lot of really ridiculous scenes. Mm-hmm. Like the Tamara engagement Steve thing. Ridiculous. So I just really hope that they really get it together and that they really continue to have fun without some premeditated behavioral things. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let loose. If the tequila can't let you loose after 15 shots, you're still holding back.
Yeah, that
Jeez, that's some restraint.
That's wanting the ring, boy.
Yeah, well.
I gotta act like a wife. This is not the South.
I know, this is not even how you're supposed to be acting.
This isn't the 1950s. Like just be yourself.
A man.
That's not the kind of wife I'm going to be.
You can see that there's a lot of pleasing going on.
I know. I'm just like, well, Vicky, I know you're old-fashioned. She's trying to be old-fashioned. If she would be here, she'd be like, I'm old-fashioned.
It's not a good look.
It's the way I was raised. That's fine. We're in 2018. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening to us and for downloading us on iTunes. We really appreciate it. We'll be here every single Monday, breaking it down for you guys, giving us our opinions, giving us your reactions, and just saying what you're thinking the whole time when you're watching the show. So we really, really appreciate you guys watching us. Make sure to tweet us and follow us and subscribe. Hit that like button now because it's free content and it's fun. And we're really giving it to you guys. We're leaving it on the table for you guys. I'm your host, Hollywood Lee, and you can find me on all social media at Hollywood Lee. And make sure to check out the blog. Lots of exciting TV announcements coming up.
Ooh.
Lots of things you're going to want to tune into. But for now, August 15th, Born This Way, me and Kevin Undergaro, the founder of AfterBuzz, we're mentoring.
Wow.
We're mentoring a girl named Megan, Born This Way on A&E, August 15th. Maite?
Exciting.
Congrats.
That's awesome. Hey guys, I'm Maite Creo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. And you can also find me at Shaws of Sunset premiere this Thursday.
Stop!
Yes!
I love that show.
8 o'clock. You guys don't want to miss it.
Oh. So jealous.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Serlina. Thank you guys for watching our after show. We got a lot of great comments last week our after show, including Phil, our very own Phil here at AfterBuzz TV.
Thanks,
so we
Phil.
Appreciate all the love with our housewife.
Someone said you look thin.
Thank you. Who is that? And make sure I follow them.
P. Lee says Thomas looks thin.
There we go.
He's buff, honey. Penny's been working out.
Yes. Yeah. And thank you for that compliment. And you guys can find me everywhere online at Thomas Relina. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Your Time with Thomas on YouTube. Check it out. I released my brand new spinoff series that just came out yesterday.
Woo-hoo!
So make sure to check it out on YouTube. Thank you.
That's amazing. I can't wait to watch. And I can't wait to talk to you guys on YouTube this week. I loved your comments last time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can find me everywhere online at Haley Clover.
Bye, AfterBuzzers. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.